good morning and Friday.
Not necessarily the new
edition of
Bell. He is the good news.
Hank FM on the daily, the not necessarily the news. Which programming note, because of the time change this weekend, next week, not necessarily the news is normal 6:40 programming time. We'll be airing at 7:40. I think that's how this time change works.
I don't think that's how it works.
Pretty sure that's how I'm going to function on that next week. Show might start a little late, too, until I figure that out. We welcome our worldwide audience there on our Hank Facebook Live. Thank you very much. And we start with troubling news, certainly with not much separating us from upcoming Cinco de Mayo. Yesterday, with origins right here in North Texas, another chain restaurant has joined the growing list of bankruptcy filings. And that would be On the Border. I was surprised by this, too. Because they're always usually bumping and popping out of there. Yeah, voluntarily filing. I guess you can involuntarily file. For Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
That's disturbing.
The chain started in Dallas in 1982, but has since become worldwide. Filed for Chapter 11, and they say this, quote, allows us to address several financial and operational challenges. They have a lot of debt, evidently, and nobody's bringing more chips to their tables right now.
That's unfortunate.
So, On the Border, they're saying it won't close any locations, yet. But if you can't make this work with On the Border, man, I mean, they're usually always... I guess they really are cracking down on border activity at this point. I know. Jeez.
Blame the tariffs. So here's a shocker. Demi Moore, not exactly all natural beneath that beautiful body. She loves a good nip and tuck, but is she going too far? Now, rumors are swirling that her friends are very concerned. She may be going overboard in her plastic surgeon's office and the girls upstairs. Taking up too much real estate because she's just too thin. However, fixing them would mean another surgery, and they could explode. She could die because of a boo-boo. The boo-boos. Just pray for Demi.
I think with the earlier dust storm of the week, we have exhausted our use of the word haboob. But I still like using it in a sentence. This week in science news, we'll give you a quick rundown of some of the things. Well, first of all, the Dallas company over there that's trying to bring back the woolly mammoth kind of gave us a preview this week.
No.
They created woolly mice. So they're long-haired mice. Just to prove that, see, we can do it with the little things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to do it with a big thing.
None of this is necessary.
They're adorable, and I may adopt one. Woolly Mammoth coming, by the way, 2028. In theaters? No. No.
Terrified. Oh, my gosh.
Down the street. In moon news, two different companies landed ships on the moon this week. Cool video of the first landing. And that's a Texas company called Firefly.
Fire.
And then another Texas company, Intuitive Machines, also touched down yesterday, but their landing didn't go as well. Speaking of landings not going very well, or even launchings, Elon had another big old booster, Starship booster, blow up yesterday. This time, the debris, which went over the Caribbean last time, this one went over Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Florida, hard to tell. I mean, it's already kind of trashy things in that part, too. And then in aviation news, there's a big story on why airlines should add feathers to airplanes.
What?
Actual feathers. And that would free up moving flaps that would act like feathers, and that could help stabilize them, and there would be less turbulence.
Feathers.
Of course, at that point, you would be, as an airline, subject to possibly, you know, the bird flu, and that's really the last thing the airline industry needs at this point.
Now, do the planes really need to be Vegas showgirls?
Hey, now.
No feathers.
Haboom.
Okay. Dolly Parton has outdone herself once again. It's well known that art is a great way to heal your soul if you happen to be going through trauma, and that is certainly true for the beautiful blonde. She lost her longtime husband, Carl Dean, earlier this week, and in true Dolly style, she wrote a song for her late love.
Your loving arms have cradled.
Wow. woman, don't make me cry.
And now I'm crying.
You're crying. I'm not crying.
I'm going to cry.
I'm not crying.
I think you're crying.
Oh, man.
Holding my hand, showing you care.
She's so glorious.
What do you do without someone that you've been with for 60 years?
She did post, "Thank you for all the messages, cards, and flowers." She says, "I can't reach out personally to each of you, but know it's meant the world to me." Man, Dolly, love you, girl. And that's how she ended that post. "I will always love you." In movie news, Netflix announced the release date for the sequel to Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore 2 will come out on Netflix Wednesday, July 25th. They're all going to laugh at you. And the Monopoly movie, which has been in development for quite some time, now has their writing staff. No, it's not out of the home office in Granbury, Texas.
They're going to be so disappointed.
It's the two guys that that wrote the Dungeons & Dragons movie, also a board game then translated into a movie. They also directed the comedy Game Night, so evidently they are the number one choice in Hollywood for all game-related activities. Dead. This is being produced by Hasbro and Margot Robbie.
I was going to say, where's the Barbie connection here?
Yeah, so that would be coming out some point, but there you have just started the script with those two writers, too. They will also, the Monopoly movie, quote, encourage audience participation at times during the film.
Oh.
So get ready to get mad at your family about halfway through and storm out of the theater.
Excuse
because
me.
Somebody's cheating. Somebody's cheating.
I bought Baltic. So you know those challenges in restaurants where you get dared to eat a monster meal? Well, it doesn't always end well. Shocker, a man in Singapore, he ate a 7-pound burger in 30 minutes and then said, "Hey, I think I need to go to the ER," which was a really good idea. Doctors then had to drain his stomach because it was at risk of bursting.
Okay.
And medical experts warn, this is just one of the many dangers of competitive eating.
That's true, Mark.
You guessed it, the colonoscopy.
Okay, that'll
get you
not
right there.
That's not how that works.
Talked about CBS canceling all sorts of shows. And yesterday they announced they are canceling the TV series SWAT. And it's canceled now for the third time. It's come back twice.
I was going to say, and then it's been a bunch of movies as well, hasn't it?
They just keep busting the door down on them. And then hackers, federal governments going after them big time on specific hackers when it came to selling stolen Taylor Swift Eras Tour tickets. In the report, these hackers made off with about $600,000 plus selling these stolen and sometimes fraudulent tickets during the Big Taylor Eras Tour over the past several years. They have a lot of questions. Biggest one is, how the heck did you get a hold of Taylor Swift tickets?
Yeah. Kaylee and Heather Lee.